I wonder what home means to you. It is said that home is where the heart is. Is your heart where your home is? Let's take just a few moments to talk to one another. Find someone who is somewhat close to you, not too close, unless you're in the same household. And let's just share with each other, what does home mean to you, and is your heart where your home is? All right, let's just bring that to an end. Thank you all. Is there anything anybody would like to share very briefly? You'll have to shout it out and I'll repeat it because I'm not running around with a microphone. Anything anybody wants to say? Yes,
yeah, that's Bryson. The last bit we were talking about it, especially when I hear stories about people who've had less than welcoming experiences at other churches.
Uh-huh.
You know, talk about that and how they, you know, feel comfortable here, they welcome home.
So Bryson's talking about how the church feels like home, particularly for people who've had less than welcoming experiences elsewhere. It's wonderful when she can say welcome home to them. Thank you. Safety. Thank you, Sandy.
Where the cat is.
Where the cat is, yeah. Anyone else? Oh, a place to launch forward from. Always that forward direction, Don. Don's always launching.
I'm on the move.
That's right. Sorry, JW? A place you can actually call home and family. Yeah. And a place to be rooted. All right, well, thank you very much. You know, for some of us, home is a place of comfort and of joy. For some of us, it means where we live and also where we have come from. Sarah's mom, Marianne Higdon, always asks me, are you going home this year? By which she means, are you going to England? There are several places which feel like home to me, places I've lived and loved, but Los Osos really is home now. But for some of us, home is a source of grief. We have left home and families to move for many reasons, often to do with aging or health, but also because of a sense of adventure and hope. And it takes time and energy to build home in a new place, a process which has been made much worse by the presence of the coronavirus. Some of us have not moved, but in the past few years, things have radically changed. We've lost a partner or a beloved pet. Family have moved away. We are no longer able to do the things that have given us joy in the past. Now, I bring up this subject of home and what it means to us, because we heard in the reading from Acts that Lydia invited Paul to come home with her. And Jesus said, in the gospel reading, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. That's amazing, that God would choose to come and make their home with me. I immediately think I'd better rush home and tidy up and sweep the floor before God arrives. But of course, it's taking it far too literally. Fortunately, God does not care about the standard of housekeeping in our physical homes, but in our hearts. And yet, actually, God doesn't seem to care that much about that either, because Jesus did not say, those who love me will keep my word, and when they have totally gotten their act together, we will come to them and make our home with them. No need to tidy up, people. No need to tidy up, just to love and to keep Jesus' word. Now, I don't know about you, but if I have a guest for more than a day or two, I do appreciate it if they help with the regular tasks of the home. Together, we can get done much more quickly, but it's still my home. Now, maybe the same thing applies to God. When God makes a home with us, They do so with the hope and intention that we will allow them to fully participate in our lives, not just be an honored guest who sits around and does nothing except eat what's put in front of them. When we take God home, like Lydia took Paul and his companions home, we know that things will change. As God starts to live in the home of our hearts, God's love starts to change the way we do things. And as we invite God to help us with the tasks of daily living, so we may become less critical, less fearful, less controlling, and more able to relax, knowing that we will be given what we need. With God in the home of our hearts, the serenity prayer becomes a way of life. The serenity to accept what we cannot change, the courage to change what we can, and the wisdom, God's wisdom, to know the difference. But it's still our home. We get to decide how far we let God in. Will we let them in the back room? You know, the one where you store all your junk? Or maybe it's the garage or a storage unit. It can take courage to let God inside the closed doors of our hearts, the doors we have closed because of hurt or guilt or fear. And God does not push God's way in. God is always a courteous guest. But is it enough for God to be a guest? St. Augustine memorably said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." At some point, my friends, it is time for God's home and our home to become one and the same. God is no longer a guest. God is all in all. God is the home. It is no longer my heart into which I invite God, but God's heart in which I now make my home. God's heart, where God and I make home together. Jesus said, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Those who love me will keep my word. I wonder what keeping Jesus' word or God's word really means. Until this morning, I always thought of it as obeying Jesus' commands, though he didn't really give us that many. But now I've been thinking perhaps it means something a little different. The Greek verb is to take care of or to attend to carefully. So perhaps it's more like Mary, the mother of Jesus, who pondered all these things in her heart. To keep suggests perhaps putting in a safe place or incorporating into one's life. Those who love me will keep my words, finding them precious and life-giving and pondering them in their hearts. In the reading from Revelation, we heard John's vision of the New Jerusalem, a place where there is no need for a separate temple or church, where the light comes directly from God and a river of life flows through it. This is a wonderful and inspiring image of life in the fully realized, fully manifest reign of God. And it is also an image of the heart of God. An image of the heart where God has made their home, the heart of God, fully realized and manifest. People of God, this is our spiritual work. This is our calling, to take Jesus home with us, to make our home with God, to allow God to dwell in our hearts and to make us more and more Christ-like until we are dwelling 24/7 in the heart of God, from which comes love, light, and healing for the whole of creation.